Right, we're just in the lunch session now at the Computing at Schools conference, and I'm standing talking to Andrew Chewson from
City University of London.
Andrew, what was the first session that you went to this morning?
I'm an admissions tutor, so I'm not an IT teacher, but I turned up to the Computing a New Curriculum session, so I really wanted to get a feel for what changes were going on and what Computing at Schools was trying to achieve. One of the big points that came out to me was it appeared that the big area was around Key Stage 3, and where they seem to be losing people, and they actually want to build a much more demanding and revitalising curriculum. And actually the need for materials in order to bring the rest of the teaching workforce along and actually get adoption. Quite an interesting discussion around that, but one of the things I think, personally, I think some of the academics in the room managed to contribute to was to actually probably give an assurance that this is what we wanted, and second, that anything that computing teachers can do to give their pupils a really clear idea what computing is going to be like in higher education can only be a good thing in helping them make the right choices.
For somebody outside the profession or outside of computing, you seem to have got a really good grasp on that session. Were there people giving examples of things that should be happening in Key Stage 3 or that were happening?
A lot of the discussion was about logistics of trying to see getting what they currently have,
right,
and trying to map it before then trying to work out where the gaps,
right,
are.
Where to go.
And obviously I think they were really trying to push people to actually talk to them and contribute some of their materials.
I believe you were also invited to present a session yourself.
Yes, yeah. I follow on from that. I presented the Careers in Computing session. Which was quite an interesting session because I didn't know what people wanted to talk about. So I said, what do you want to talk about? Because I do a lot of work on careers and skills myself. About half of it actually was taken around actually discussing how university entrance requirements,
right,
and how they work. Another half was talking around graduate prospects and quite a lot in there. There's not much you can really do in 45 minutes. CAS members might be interested in that. City University are running, with the help of CAS, an event on the 8th of July in City University London for teachers and careers advisors. Okay, if you yourself could turn up, in any case, you're more than welcome to and encouraged to attend. But also bring your careers advisors so that when any of your pupils ask, "Will I get a job in this?" they won't say that actually.
Won't shrug their shoulders.
They won't shrug their shoulders or say that all the jobs have been outsourced to India, which isn't true.
No. So you're on a mission, aren't you? You're trying to. What you're trying to do with your part of your mission?
Well, what I'd like to do is be able to support CAS, and after you've actually made the kids enthusiastic and engaged and gives them intellectually stimulating work by teaching them the really good stuff in computing, but they're then able to know where they want to go on to from there, and then they can take their interest into a fulfilling professional career. And for that we need to build infrastructure for some really sound and high quality careers advice, both to IT and computing teachers and also to careers advisors.
Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.